Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
What's it take to be a mentor with Big Brothers Big Sisters? It takes 30 minutes and a cup of coffee. A video game, best 2 out of 3. It takes sharing thumbs up emojis, clapping emojis, and loaded nachos at halftime. That's how you make an impact on a young kid's life. So go on, share a few hours a month, because mentorship may sound huge, but the truth is, it takes little to be big. To learn more, volunteer, or donate, go to bebignow.org.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone? Hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years. Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, this is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years. Now, this week we released an episode called So Long and Thanks for All the Jeff in honor of our longtime episode editor, Jeff Barr, just retiring. So this Thursday, we thought we would re-release this completely insane episode that we first released in 2021. It's a compilation of some of our favorite original songs or audio interstitials, just the crazy stuff you might hear in between stories on the show, so much of which Jeff was responsible for. And here it is, folks. Once again, the best of Risk Inanity.
Risk.
Risk?
Mm-hmm. Risk.
Risk?
Yeah. Risk.
Risk?
Mm-hmm. Risk.
Risk?
Yeah. Risk.
Risk?
That is funny.
Risk?
Risk.
Risk.
All right. Risk.
It's a good time. Risk.
That's great. Risk.
Isn't that great?
Risk.
Yeah. Risk.
Risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Risk.
Oh my God. Oh man.
That's pretty
That's
funny.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Take a chance. Change. Do it now. What's the risk? Love somebody.
I took a risk and then I died. Now I'm dead, locked inside a box in the dark, and I thought I was smart, but I'm not.
that. That's what happens when you risk. That's what happens when you risk.
My baby, she's a risk taker, undercover deal maker. Salt and pepper shaker, make a good man fall. Stays out all night, tell me that it's alright. Big hips, loose lips, and that ain't all. Shit, my big risk mama.
Big risk mama.
Do what she wanna. Oh, big risk mama, come and take a chance on me. Shit, big risk mama.
Big risk mama.
I know I'm shooting, but I wanna. Oh, big risk mama, come and take a chance on me.
How can I tell you the things I've done? I never thought I would tell anyone. I took a risk, and now it's done. I gotta tell you, I gotta tell someone.
Oh, a trip to the post office is hardly ever quick. Driving there, finding parking, it's a hassle. So do what I do, use stamps.com instead. Stamps.com is the quick and easy way to get postage on demand.
Buy and print U.S. postage for any letter or package.
Using your own computer and printer plus a digital scan.
Oh, you'll never waste time at the post office again.
I use stamps.com and I'm obviously cool.
Use the promo code RISK for a 4-week trial.
Plus $110 bonus offer.
That's the digital scale and $55 free postage.
Go to stamps.com before anything else. Click the mic on the homepage and type in RISK. That's stamps.com. Enter RISK!
Wow! 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 So I feel the dick meat, heavy dick meat, the dick meat, heavy dick meat. What? Horse dick, heavy dick meat, heavy dick meat. What? It's the biggest horse cock that I've ever seen. Heavy dick meat. Oh my God!
I'm Kevin Allison. This is Boom, Boom, Boom.
Bear. Wait.
Bell Wharf. I'm Kevin Allison. This is Boom, Boom, Boom.
Bear. Wait.
Bell Wharf. I'm Kevin Allison. This is Boom, Boom, Boom.
Bear.
Wait.
He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good
dick out of this world. He took a good dick out of this world. He took a good dick. He took a, 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 he took, he took, he took, he took a good dick out of this world. That dick is really that good.
Relax and take a nice dip, a nice warm bath from a crack to put a smile on my lips. But something went wrong, things getting too hot. The water is fine, the inferno is not. Hot tub on fire, hot tub on fire.
Stamps.com instead.
You use your own computer and printer to print your U.S. postage
for your letters and packages.
We use Stamps.com. Why don't you use Stamps.com?
Right now, get this special offer when you use my promo code RISK.
It's a no-risk trial, and we know that's just confusing.
Plus a $110 bonus offer
for the digital scale
and free postage.
Go to stamps.com before anything else. Click the mic on the homepage.
homepage and type in riskthatstamps.com. Enter risk.
I wasn't a normal kid. I wasn't, though.
Pieces of candy. Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
I got three cookies.
I got a chocolate bar.
I got a fudge bar.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
This is wrong. It's sin. You're trying to advertise your body as bait. You're trying to use it as a lure. You're trying to use it as a sex kick. Young lady, listen to me. You are a fool. My God, put some clothes on you. Did you ever think that you would come to the time in America to where that women would walk around so undressed that it would defy all description? And I really didn't know what I was doing, they said. I just pulled off my clothes and I had to do it. Inspired by the powers of darkness, you are a fool, girl. You're a fool.
I was hooking up with a girl late one night. Nothing too serious, but man, it felt nice. Except for a poke that I felt once or twice, and then suddenly, oh, on came the lights!
There was a gash!
A serious penile gash!
A penis gash!
It made my lifeblood splash!
A penis gash!
Need medical help in a flash!
A penis gash!
Please fix my penis gash! Ho, 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 ho!
Oh, mailing and shipping are very important, but going to the post office sure as shit ain't. That's why I love a certain little something called stamps.com. You can buy and print your U.S. postage using your computer and your printer, too. We use stamps.com right here at Risk and tell tales about butts and poo.
Scoop of Baba Ganoush. Gonna eat it with some pita. Baba Ganoush. Throw an eggplant in the blender.
Voila.
Baba Ganoush. Ain't no one gonna keep me from my Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. A bippy boppy gloopy gloppy Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. A slippy sloppy trippy droppy Baba Ganoush. I'm taking it home. I'm eating it soon. Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Gonna drink it with a straw. Gonna eat it with a spoon. Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Then I see a guy who's down on his luck. And I have a heart. I do give a fuck. He looks at my bag and says, is that some food? And damn it, I was just in such a generous mood. I give him the bag and get on the train. A smile on my face, a good deed on my brain. Turn back to look, and what do I see? The man is hopping up and down and screaming at me. It goes up with a throw and comes down with a sploosh. That man fucked up a perfectly good Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. I really, really want some Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush. Baba Ganoush.
I've had so much dent in my body, I might as well show it off.
What all have you had done?
I've had my hips and my ass done, I've had my pecs done, underneath my eyes done, and my brow done, my cheeks done, and my lips done, my chin done, and my jawline done, my six-pack done.
You have a six-pack done with silicone?
Uh-huh.
Girl.
My shoulders, I've had.
Your shoulders?
My muscles are all silicone. And then I've had a little bit done in my bicep here.
You're a silicone maniac.
The only thing I haven't had done is my knees and my nose and my big toe. I'm like walking Tupperware, girl. I'm part of the Glad family of products.
How do I feel about queens who have plastic surgery? Jealous.
And that is the point at which Mr. Pooh sinks one of his fangs as deep as
See me, stepmother?
Well, if it isn't Cinderella freshly back from the sex jungle.
Excuse me? I was just in the kitchen cleaning.
Oh, I just assumed you were over at your boyfriend's house in some sort of sex jungle.
I don't really have a boyfriend.
Well, have a sea, why don't you? Try not to leave a mark.
A mark on the seat? Why, is there a marker on my pants or something?
Well, I don't know if it's marker. I don't know if marker comes in clear and smelly.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should just get back to the kitchen and start, sweeping up?
Well, I just came home early so we could get to know each other. Spend a little girl-on-girl time.
That's so nice.
A little ATM, a little ass-to-mouth. That's what you're into, isn't it?
What?
All the boys like it, don't they?
I've never really received a compliment from a boy.
What have you received other than a big, fat cock up your anus?
I'm not quite sure what that even entails.
You like fat guys, don't you?
Kind of.
You like to spread them out and lick their asses.
Okay, I just like fat guys. I don't like to do any of the other stuff.
Do you like the way they smell when they get all sweaty and you fuck them with a big, fat black dildo? Let me put it to you this way.
Uh-huh.
At midnight, when I turn into a pumpkin, if I were you, I'd turn into an ass and I'd be getting a big fat cock shoved up me. Was that a good metaphor? On your Facebook profile, under likes and dislikes for food, does it say cock or pizza?
Well, it says
cock.
It says pizza.
It says cock.
It says pizza.
It says cock.
Well, you can clearly
tell me the truth. When you're grabbing a big thwap,
I've never seen a man's penis. I've never seen a man's penis.
Oh, that's because you always take it from behind.
Well, no,
I just picture you. I want to do it like a boy. I want to do it like a boy.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you want to take it up the butt like a little sailor man. You know, frogs can do that.
Oh, they can?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get a frog right now.
I bet. Shove it up your ass.
Hey, Derek. Get your motherfucking hands over here right now. Get your motherfucking hands over here right now. Hey, Derek. I got something to say to you, boy. Toffee went to Zigzag, Oregon, and now we're infested with snakes!
I got all music, Camp Chaka, the training in the rain. I'm all up in the Congo and I'm taking the Ukraine.
This is Risk. That song, Tell Somebody, by Andrew Burns and J. Walter Hawks, that used to be the closing theme to the show. We used to close episodes with that song. And then also in that huge chunk of craziness we just heard was T.S. Madison, Ian Steffi, Charlie Brown, Jimmy Swaggart, Tim Sutton, Nathan Phillips, and Joe Schappa did that little improvised sketch there about Cinderella. The Sound Collage band People Like Us were in there, as well as the band Morning Bell.
Folks, if you'd like to help support Risk, which is quite expensive to operate and regularly struggles to break even, consider joining our Patreon. You can get an ad-free feed of the podcast, hundreds of bonus stories, storytelling courses, check-ins with me, and most importantly, you'll be helping keep us afloat. Or you can make a one-time donation through PayPal or Zelle. That is all at risk-show.com/support.
I've been having a hard time trying to explain what Midnight Burger is. How about I let them give it a shot?
Your podcast is amazing.
It's such an amazing show altogether.
You guys have actively ruined all other audio dramas for me.
You can't get people to understand the humaning that happens in this damn show.
Keep doing what you're doing because it's awesome.
You might not think it, but you are far more important than you realize. Thank you.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app, or just go to weopenat6.com.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you learn stuff.
I've been learning to throw a boomerang, because this is the kind of thing that really gets the listeners engaged, you know.
Interviews with people who will make you smarter.
Does the amount that you learn protect you from cognitive decline?
Paula, don't catch that!
Can't people just listen to the show? Can't they just enjoy a delightful treehouse full of information and I think I'm bleeding.
Join us and be a nobody.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, a struggling courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.
I'm Richard Serrett. Join me on Strange Planet for in-depth conversations with the world's top paranormal investigators, alien abductees, Bigfoot trackers, monster hunters, time travelers, and more.
The handler one day told her this whole thing about how they've been terraforming on Mars and they're building a colony and they're recruiting specific people of specific bloodlines and specific talents and skill sets to go onto the planet.
On Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, we're redefining reality. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to all the silliness in a little bit. We're going to be hearing from such artists as The Beatles and David Crabbe and Joseph Spence and John LaSala and Scooby-Doo. And speaking of do, without further ado, here's more of the best of Risk Inanity.
You need to create an exceptional website.
Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com.
And you can drag and drop your images to upload. With Squarespace.com, your site will look great on any device.
Building state-of-the-art web pages and blogs has never been easier. So try Squarespace.com today! Today!
Oh, dear God, my lungs!
Help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher. Here's help, Fletcher. Here's help, Fletcher. Somebody need any help immediately. Immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
I can't get up.
Help me if you can. Won't you please, please help, 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 help,
TheRiskBook.com. Buy the Risk Book. Buy the Risk Book. Buy the Risk Book. Buy the Risk Book. Buy the Risk Book.
Review the Risk Book on Amazon. Review the Risk Book on Amazon. If you review the Risk Book on Amazon, then the book will sell much more. If you review the Brisk book on Amazon, then the Brisk staff will be less poor. Review the Brisk book on Amazon. Review the Brisk book on Amazon.
Is the break, you know, where they play other instruments and just take a breather. Oh!
What is happening? What is happening?
I'm very much focused lately on new attitudes, new strategies, new possibilities for 2021. only got me so far.
Hey, Lady Gaga's funeral or something?
No, actually, I'm going to a boutique bakery because I need a cookie.
Your freaking cape has caught my door.
Can you just hurry, please?
Fine, fine, hold on. All right, we're here.
Here, keep the change.
Thanks. Can you take all these freaking crows or whatever these birds are you got in here with you? Jesus Christ.
Beelzebub, Clytemnestra, D'Artagnan, Scarlet, Epiphany, Lestat, Raven.
Inside this place where all my sadness dies, I buy the cookie then almost outside. I feel the urge to use the public loo. I need to take a poo. I lock myself inside, I'm all alone. About to sit atop my sparkling throne. I balance my purchase and unzip and sit. Oh no, a slip. My cookie, it fell into the toilet. My cookie, it fell into the toilet. Oh, my cookie, it fell into the toilet. My cookie, what a tragic accident.
Shit, 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 boy.
Baltimore.
Shit.
In Baltimore.
Shit.
Edgar Allan Poe in Baltimore.
Shit.
don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls. Some days one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. It depends on maybe how old the ball was, or I think there's a lot of variables with obviously Mother Nature and with the balls. Everybody has a preference. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different. You know, whatever feels good that day, those are the ones that I would typically choose. You know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect. They also know how I like the balls, and I tell them how great they are before the game. So they, you know, they know how I like it, and that's, you know, exactly the way they are.
Well, this one goes out to Jim Heatman. And while we're at it, Ruben Medina. Let's not forget John Helton. And obviously David Warner. Not to mention Holly Holland. And hopefully even you. A few months back, we asked you guys if you could help us get to over $5,000 per month in donations on Patreon. That's right, I said Patreon. We said that if you'd help us reach that goal by Thanksgiving, we'd make a song to thank you for the help. And you totally did, you totally did. And now we get over $5,000 a month on Patreon from you. So thank you so much, everybody, for you. We're bringing back the sound of me having orgasms because Stamps.com might have been kind of annoyed by the orgasms, but Patreon won't care because this isn't an ad for them and they probably won't hear it anyway. Oh, it's orgasm sounds. Yes, it's orgasm sounds. Because that's how we feel about you and your support on Patreon. Yes, Patreon. Patreon. Patreon.
And now there's like some flutes and violins. It's probably not. Probably not actually flutes, I don't think. Anyway, I promise it'll be over. It's over. It's over.
Maybe I can pick on someone a little smaller than me.
Hey, pick on someone your own size.
What a dick.
Sir, you're a real jerk.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
Granddad would slap you in the snot box talking like that.
Whatever.
Found a mess of people's heads, you know.
She was just teasing us with her vulgar attitude.
How are we supposed to respect you in the morning when you treat us like this, huh?
Well, she had to pick on someone. I just assumed it was me.
Don't tease me.
Stop teasing me.
Watch it. You're getting rude.
Listen, you motherfucker. Don't you push me.
Language, language. This is my house.
What?
Why do you find it so necessary to use vulgar words?
Very goddamn funny.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
That's Mr. Asshole you.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
What, you asshole?
What kind of fucked up message is that?
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
He's an asshole.
Don't call me that.
He's a shrimp boat.
Don't call me that.
He's a biscuit head.
Don't call me that.
He's a moron.
Don't call me that.
I am literally sitting in my closet. In my closet. In my closet.
He can talk, 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 he can talk,
I can sing.
Dig in, son.
Slam a ham.
But I think I wait until what?
Slam a ham.
Then I'll jump out of bed.
Slam a ham.
Let the ham give me head.
Slam a ham.
Whoa, it's sexy.
Slam a ham.
Whoa, it's sultry.
Slam a ham.
Whoa, I'ma fuck it.
Slam a ham.
Oh, the ham can suck it.
Slam a ham.
Listen, if you know anyone who's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. Well, tell them, hey, you can check it out and not even pay anything if you don't want. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, but I don't know. That is all for this week's episode of Risk. This is Fujiya and Miyagi behind me now. This is another track that we used pretty often in the early days. For that, we heard from Alec Gross doing a little Risk theme in the style of James Brown. In that whole big chunk, we also heard from Tom Brady, no less, Clay Davis from The Wire, and lots of stuff from me and Jeff Barr and probably a few people I'm forgetting. Don't you forget, for the best of Risk music, the more regular sorts of songs that we feature on the show, go on over to Spotify and just look for that playlist, The Best of Risk Music,
The curator is Kevin Allison. It is a phenomenal resource to play on random whenever you want. Folks, today's the day. Take a risk. End of the episode. This is the end of the episode. This is the end of the episode. This is the end of the yeah.
Risk.
Penises and buttholes, penises and buttholes, penises and buttholes.